planning a Disney World or Universal Studios vacation is not an easy feat. Between Genie Plus, advanced dining reservations, park tickets, hotel accommodations, and more, you're looking at hours upon hours of work when it comes to booking your vacation. Wouldn't you like your vacation to feel more like a vacation, though? Then let Zip Travel give you a hand.
Zip Travel can not only save you hours of time and headaches by booking your hotel accommodations, getting the park tickets, booking the dining reservations, and a plethora of other things you need for your vacation. They can also save you money by finding the rates and discounts available during your trip. They are a great resource you can also lean on with any questions or situations that arise related to your vacation.
But you know what the best part about all of this is? Their services are completely 100% free. Not only are their services free, but Zip Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and an officially earmarked gold Disney travel agency.
In fact, they are the travel agency that Jamie and I use exclusively to book our numerous trips that we take to Disney World, Universal Studios, and any other place in the world. They book it all for us. We lead super busy lives, and they make it so much easier by handling all the trip planning details for us. We know they will do the same for you. In fact, we believe in them so much, we're willing to throw in some extras if you book your next vacation through Zip Travel.
If you book at least a 3-night vacation package, you'll receive from us a free t-shirt, $10 in CTM shop credit, and a goodie gift basket waiting for you at the front desk of your hotel. So to book your next trip and save time, money, and your sanity, head to travelwithzip.com today. Again, that's travelwithzip.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely and vibrant wife. I just wanted to throw a different word in there, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm vibrant.
Are you vibrant?
Is that a mood? I don't know. I'm good.
Vibrant, you can describe like a color. Colors?
I feel like vibrant could be a mood. Okay. I don't know.
You know what?
I feel like if they said, how are you doing today? And they said vibrant, you'd be like, well, they must be good. Because it doesn't seem like it's bad. No,
that's amazing is what that is.
Oh, okay.
So thank you for calling me amazing.
Because if some guy said, I'm vibrant, I'm like, oh, good. And he goes, actually, it's terrible. I'd be like, oh, you should get a different word.
That's not correct. Well, anyway, so you're good. I'm good. Everybody's good.
I think so. An update on terms of, dining with children, which sometimes we talk about. So for those that know, listen to the show, we have small kids. So we don't really.
6 and 3.
We don't eat out a lot. Part of it because. It's interesting. Growing up, I didn't eat out much, but you did.
All the time.
And also with a like sort of fitness background, I tend to like just make my own food in general anyways. And I've gotten pretty good at like making steaks. So it's sort of like, okay, we just eat at home.
Yeah.
But most of it is because, you know, kids are crazy. So this evening, our friends, it was our little daughter's friend. She turned 6 and she wanted to go eat at a restaurant. And so we were invited. So we went and we were quickly reminded there were 3 children under, 3 or under, and then you had 3 6-year-olds, and then
7 kids total.
Yeah, it's really loud. Mm-hmm. And then we realized this is why we don't eat that much, because kids are crazy and just.
We were the party that had nobody else sitting next to us, because we were so loud.
Oh, they hated us.
Oh, they hated us so much, and I'm over here like just cringing, going like, just be quiet. But finally I was like, I'm just gonna take the kids outside because it's too much. It's the way it is with the little. Not everybody, not all families have this problem. Sometimes their kids are very well behaved.
How?
I don't know.
How do they do this?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think they're magic.
Under normal circumstances, it's not like our kids are bad. Our kids are just kids. You know, kids are gonna be, but you know, when you have kids get excited by other kids. You know, they're a little loud. But yeah, it was one of those where we're just like, okay. And like at Disney, we kind of figure they're used to it with kids. So it's not as big of a, you know, it's like to kind of be expected.
That's pretty much only time we eat out is at Disney or Universal.
I'm trying to think the last time we ate out And going through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A does not count.
Right. No, that doesn't count.
At a restaurant that wasn't Disney, I want to say...
It was probably downtown St. Augustine. We went to the fish camp.
I didn't go that time.
Oh, I took
you went with my parents. So it's been many months. Yeah, it's been a while. So it doesn't happen a lot. And we were reminded tonight. Oh, this is why.
It's fine. Eventually, they'll be older. It'll be easier to do, and it'll be fine. It's just we're in that phase of life now where everything is so like there's just another layer of things to think about when you go in public with young kids, and you know
it happens.
And yeah, we talk about our kids a lot, but you know. They're a part of our lives.
We have them, okay?
We have them, all right? Aight?
Okay.
Anyway.
That's the update on us. And I happen to also another update, which will be coming to Club 32, is I bought a Nintendo Switch.
Yay.
That was kind of an impulse buy. Okay, in my defense, I had been playing... So my daughter and I, we like playing Mario Kart together. I've got an old school gaming system, and we were playing Mario Kart 64 on it. It was fun, and she enjoyed it. And Costco, you might be shocked to learn this, had a really good deal on it. And the couple people I know that have Switches were like, oh, you should get one. But like, yeah, you might get it for Christmas because it could sell out. And it's a really good deal. And I was like, you know, just go and get it. Because I kind of wanted it for myself, I'm being honest too. Like I was going to get it for daughter for Christmas. And I'm like, I kind of felt guilty because it'd be kind of like for me as well. So so I got a Switch. So in Club 32, we'll be doing Mario Kart live streams probably within the next month. So if you want to be part of those, that's another perk. So there we go.
Totally.
Because there's a lot of trash talking going on. I didn't realize. I think there's at least 20 people that all want to play. And they're just telling me that I'm apparently going to get crushed. So I guess we'll see.
I am waiting. I am waiting with bated breath over here.
I'm going to get Jamie to play.
I don't really have any interest in playing, all right, but fine. Thank you.
All right. Anyway, that's the other update. But anyways, outside of that, we do have a little bit, just a tad bit of Disney news, but then most of the episode we're going to talk about, as you may or may not have heard, D23 was this past weekend.
The expo.
And there was a lot of announcements that come out of there. And that's what we're going to talk about. So, because some people are either happy or really mad about D23.
There's a lot of feelings. A lot of emotions
about D23.
And Disney in general.
And we're gonna delve into that. Not the emotions, just the stuff.
Okay.
But before we get to news, I just want to mention, we're talking about the Mario Kart stream. If you do want more content or if you want to be very competitive in racing people in Mario Kart Online, you can join Club 32. So Club 32 is our private group where we make a little bit of deal. You join. It helps us continue to do what we do, fund the network, upgrade equipment, all that stuff. And in return, we give you extra content. We have extra shows like Cool Kids Kitchen, where we make a Disney dish on a live stream. We got Club 32 Speakeasy. We just go live on the back porch and hang out. Did one of those last weekend. We have Club 32 show, which is a sort of an Ask Us Anything long form show. Plus, we do live streams when we're in the parks. There's Mario Kart streams coming. And you get 20% off of C-Team apparel and 1901 Candle Company products. On top of there's a private Facebook group and a private podcast feed where you can find all the extra content on there. So it's got a ton of stuff in there. So if you want to join there, you can just go to ctmvip.com. And you can do monthly or yearly option. If you do the yearly, you get a free t-shirt. And if you do the monthly, you can even do a free trial if you want to try it out that way. So go check it out. CTMVIP.com is where you go for that. So, all right. Well, let's talk about a little, like we said, we have a tad bit of news that's not related to D23. And then we're just going to talk about D23 after that. So the first news story we have is this is going to be the last update we have of the ongoing updates about the availability of Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween parties, and the reason for that is
all the parties are now sold out.
So I guess the next update would be if they're retroactively not sold out.
I don't know how that would happen.
I don't either.
I've seen quite a few people on social media talking about how they didn't buy their tickets in time, and now they'll had plans to go to the parties but just didn't buy the tickets. And it's crazy how fast they sold out this year. I mean, we're not even in October and everything is gone. That's never happened before.
Which means next year they're going to be even more expensive.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately, that's correct.
Yeah.
Or add more dates. I don't know what they'll do. But yeah, so if you're wanting to go to the party and you hadn't bought your tickets yet, you are SOL.
Maybe people will be, scalping them in the parking lots.
Yeah, but I thought you can't transfer them. I thought once you bought them.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just be kind of funny to be like, I don't even remember going to like sporting events, but you got the people in the parking lots trying to sell you tickets. Be kind of funny if people were like, hey, Mickey's Not So Scary over here. Come on.
That would be very, very weird.
Come on, man. We're like, are those knockoff tickets? No, man, they're real. But yeah. Anyways. So yeah. So if you want to go and you don't have tickets, I guess that's not going to happen for you.
Ooh,
I guess.
I guess not.
Sorry. Anyways. All right. Next story we have is that mixed drinks are coming to Magic Kingdom. And by coming, we mean apparently they're already there.
Yeah, I guess they're already there. The article from Disney Parks blog didn't really specify exactly when they were showing up, but I did see a picture of somebody enjoying them. So
maybe
I guess
they brought their own.
There. No. but the article that we're talking about that they talked about this is that they basically said that besides wine and beer that have been at Magic Kingdom for a while now, you can now get mixed drinks or cocktails. Like a Skipper Canteen, you can get a Jungle Bird cocktail, Golden Haze margarita. There's like rum, there's tequila, there's the juices, everything. I mean, it's
the juices. The juices right. are running wild.
I don't know why I'm describing what a mixed drink is. Apparently, you guys don't know what that is.
You got the juices and you got the booze.
Listen. All right, fine. Anyway, so they got it at Skipper Canteen and then also at Liberty Tree Tavern and the Diamond Horseshoe. So, yeah, there's more alcohol coming to Magic Kingdom. I guess it's okay. I guess it was inevitable. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, it's been there. It's just different type of alcohol.
I know. But when you see something like that woman at Epcot, who apparently got so
I was gonna ask
drunk.
If you're gonna talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
She got so drunk, like had to be escorted out of the park. And I don't know everything that had to do with that. I just saw like clips of people like taking video of her. Like she couldn't stand. Like she couldn't stand up. It was bad. Like just causing a scene and everything. Like I don't want that to happen to Magic Kingdom. And I feel like the access to alcohol at Epcot and everything, like it contributes to that problem at Epcot, because that does happen sometimes where you get people that are just so drunk.
Yeah.
But Magic Kingdom is like, it's always been known to be the park that's the most dry, I guess.
Well, and I guess I would say it'd be hard, not say it wouldn't be impossible, but it'd be kind of harder to do it at Magic Kingdom, because I have a feeling if you were just, you know, you can only get these drinks when you sit down at table service restaurants. So you can't like,
right.
It's not like Epcot where you can like walk up to a booth and get a drink and walk around the park.
Correct. I don't want to see a beer cart.
Right. So
no.
Given that, I would assume like if you started having three or four or five drinks, they might probably, hopefully they would cut you off.
Yeah.
You know, and say, hey, you know, let's not have too many. Whereas Epcot, you can walk up and just get them. You know, other people can get them for you. And not to mention, too, they kind of give, there's kind of an objective. Like, they give you all these countries and the, you know, drink around the world is somewhat like, it's like a task. But I would say, in that case, know your limits, I suppose.
Yeah, you know? I getcha.
Get to a point where you're like, hey, I'm feeling loose, but okay, I'm going to stay right here. And just don't go past that.
All I'm saying is, yeah, I don't want to see, like, beer carts or
oh, I agree.
Wine carts like set up to where you can just buy it like outside the restaurants. Like I don't like that for Magic Kingdom specifically. I don't, you know,
I would like to say that you won't, but at the same time too, I wouldn't be surprised if that's something you see in the next decade, if I'm being perfectly honest.
I know it might happen. I know.
But yeah.
Anyway, the rest of the article talks about new foods that are coming to the pool bar at Saratoga Springs, and as well as Gasparilla Island at Grand Floridian. So if you are interested in any of that, you can read the article, and I will post it in the show notes.
All righty. Okay. All right, the next news story we have is, it might be sad for some people, or some people may not even know that this was there, but the Kite Tail Show at Animal Kingdom is ending September 30th.
Yeah.
This was kind of an oddly entertaining show, not because it was a great show, but because it's the most unique, I will say it's the most unique show I've seen at Disney, in that if you're unfamiliar with the show, they have people on jet skis
mm-hmm.
and boats
mm-hmm.
and somebody's riding it and somebody's behind it. I think they're all jet skis actually. And they're basically have a kite that they're pulling. It's like a giant, you know, it's like a Simba or, you know, a giant character that they're pulling behind you. And it's a little unpredictable because it's like wind and
They're big kites. They're huge kites.
Yeah, they're giant kites. So sometimes the kites go into the crowds. you know, and every time they're done with the thing, they actually have to crash into the bleachers. So it's an interesting show. But it's coming to an end the 30th. So
I just don't think it had the popularity that they wanted. I don't think people were making it a point to go and watch these shows. I don't know.
Well, it's not a great show. I mean, I will say, I'm wondering if that Animal Kingdom Little Theater there, if it's cursed. Because
I hope not.
They've yet to have, I don't remember the show. What was the show called? They tried to.
Rivers of Light.
Rivers of Light. Mm-hmm. That the original thing of this was going to be this giant production. And it was delayed and it was delayed and it was delayed.
Before that was a Discovery Boats. Yeah. It didn't last very long.
So they've never had a show that has really worked in here.
I know.
There's no announcements of anything going back into it.
Not that I know of. But yeah, so if you are wanting to see it and you've got a trip coming up till the end of the month, then you might see it one more time. But otherwise, I guess not.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it basically.
Yep. All right. And the last bit of news we have is the Halloween foodie guide for the parks and resorts has been released.
Yeah. So earlier last month in August, they had released the foodie guide for Magic Kingdom specifically. And this was for Mickey's Not So Scary and during regular park hours. Well, now they decided to tell you what's going to be available for the rest, either the rest of September or just October and close to Halloween. So this is kind of not a comprehensive list that we're going to talk about, but you can find this in the show notes as well. What really stands out to me is the caramelized apple liege waffle from Connections Cafe. Mm-hmm. And that's at Epcot that, you know, we ate there like for the first time. Was it a couple months ago? Back in May, maybe?
Yes.
I can't remember when it opened. But we fell in love with their regular liege waffle. So
You did.
Oh, I did. Yes.
It's so good. Haven't had it
before. Oh, okay. I did. So I'm excited to try this caramel apple version because if you guys know me, I love apple and I love caramel. So it's perfect. So there's that. And then there's like a s'mores brownie with a pumpkin Mickey. They do talk about the Donald Sipper. There's a candy corn Donald Sipper that's supposed to be coming out. The date has not been set for that, so I don't know exactly when, but there are a few locations where you can get it, like Regal Eagle, Sunshine Seasons, Connections Eatery. Yeah, so I mean, like that's kind of neat.
I'm getting word now that lines are forming immediately already for that thing.
I mean, it's pretty cute looking. It's Donald dressed as a candy corn, like as its costume. That's pretty cute.
I mean, candy corn, I'm not gonna lie, is also an underrated candy. So,
speak for yourself, mister. I hate that candy.
I will take all the candy corn.
You can have it all.
I love that people hate it because I'll just be like, I'll take all of it.
Well, I was kind of confused because on the last foodie guide for Mickey's Not So Scary and Magic Kingdom, it made it seem like this was exclusive to the party, like the sipper, and now it's available everywhere. And the Mickey, the glow-in-the-dark mummy popcorn, the Mickey mummy popcorn bucket is now available at places in Epcot as well. So I'm like, okay, so I guess we're just changing our mind or they have too many. I don't know. But there's other stuff available at Hollywood Studios, Graveyard Cupcake, Frozen Apple Cider, Black Widow Tart, again, Donald Candy Corn Sipper. So you can get this everywhere, basically. They have a candy corn shake, like milkshake. So they had the candy corn or the sweet corn ice cream or soft serve, what do they call it, at Magic Kingdom, which tasted like actual corn. The shake is actually tasting like candy corn. So I might like that a little bit better.
I thought the ice cream that we had was really good.
I did not.
I think the shake, in my experience, the shakes in the past have been way over the top with sugary. Like, that's the thing I liked about the soft serve was it wasn't overly sugary. Like, it was like hint of it. Because a lot of the stuff when it comes to, like, the snacks at Disney, it's a lot of it's for, obviously, for, like, Instagram and social media. But it's just over the top in sugar.
Yeah. The Oasis Canteen in Hollywood Studios, I do want to mention this. And I don't know if you think I would like this, but it's a spiced caramel apple. This is Fireball, cinnamon whiskey, apple cider, cranberry, and salted caramel.
You would probably like it. Fireball, it depends on how much. Fireball can be a little strong.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I feel like it could be a good combo.
Okay.
We can get it and I can try it first.
Oh,
and let you know
for research purposes.
I mean, like a sip, because I can tell. Okay. I can tell pretty. I've understand your palate when it comes to drinks. You do. So I could tell you if you like it or not.
And then Woody's lunchbox will have a pumpkin lunchbox tart, pumpkin pie filled pastry tart with marshmallow fondant, candy corn, and Halloween sprinkles. So it's like their Pop Tart Halloween version. And stuff. This is the Black Flame Candle petite cake. That's at Amorette's Patisserie. It's Devil Foods biscuit, apricot jam, brandy simple syrup, caramel mousse, and candied pecan crunch. And now, having read that it has pecans in it, I cannot have this.
Yeah.
And that's a big bummer. Okay. Well, oh well. Pumpkin apple tart, pumpkin this, pumpkin that, margaritas over dockside. Ganacherie has some food as well. Yeah. I do want to try, and I think we're going to stop at Disney Springs on the 2nd, October 2nd, before we come home at the end of the month, at Swirls in the Water, because they have this Hocus Pocus flight. It's called Witch's Flight. It's pumpkin soft serve, purple cheesecake soft serve, and Dole Whip all together in like one. It's real pretty. I want to try it.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's more, but that's just a little bit of what I'm interested in and what you may be as well.
Yes. There was a drink in there over at Jock Lindsay's that could be good as well.
I might have missed that.
It's called Autumn Smash. So it's Captain Morgan spiced rum, pear nectar, lemon juice, simple syrup, and a cinnamon stick garnish.
Yep, that's yep. I want that.
Okay.
Can I have it?
I mean, if we're over there. I don't think we've ever actually been into Jock Lindsay's.
We really need to go in there. We just need to do it. We just need to do it.
You know, the whole bars and kids thing.
It's hard. It's really hard.
You can go in there and just hang out. Why?
Thank you. By myself. The lonely girl at the bar. Just came in for the Halloween drink. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could go be the lonely guy at the bar.
Lonely
is a state of mind anyways.
Okay.
You're never lonely if you've got the right mindset.
That's true.
And you're the guy talking to yourself. How's it going, friend? And they're like, that guy has been talking to himself the whole time. But he's not lonely.
Oh, my.
Jamie, do you hear that?
No.
If you're listening right now, you may be able to hear the smooth sounds of Kenneth G. And I say that because he's coming back to Food and Wine.
Woohoo!
Which is, I've been asking for this for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. And years ago, we had a shirt that celebrated Kenny G coming to Food and Wine. Mm-hmm. Because when Kenny G comes to Food and Wine, it is indeed Saxy time.
It is Saxy time.
So we have a re-release of the Kenny G Saxy time shirt, and it says Food and Wine is now Saxy with Kenneth G on it. And this is the newest shirt on cteamshirts.com, and you can have it yourself if you're going to go to Food and Wine, or if you just want to let people know that you enjoy smooth jazz and you have good taste and you're classy. They'll immediately be like, wow, that guy and that girl, top class,
Kenny G. That's right.
So you can get your own Food and Wine is now Saxy shirt over at cteamshirts.com. And if you order in the next week, you will also get a free Food and Wine is Saxy sticker to go with your shirt. So you can put it on your computer or your car or wherever to let people know that you too have a lot of class and good taste. So again, go to cteamshirts.com. And if you order within the next week, you'll get a free sticker as well. And now we were on to the discussion about D23. And so I guess for those that are maybe listening, they don't know what D23 is. What is D23, Jamie?
Well, it's D23 Expo, to say the full thing. But it says this year's Expo took place September 9th through 11th at Anaheim Convention Center. It kind of started on the 8th as like a kind of a preview thing for some people, but the main stuff was for 3 days. The Expo theme was all about Disney 100 Years of Wonder, revealing what we will see at the Walt Disney Company as they celebrate 100 years. Because it started in 1923.
Yes.
Hence D23.
Yeah. So most of the stuff we'll talk about here is to do with the theme parks, because that's what we just discussed.
Correct.
But we'll mention a few other things that are relevant to some of the other stuff. But.
And we'll focus mostly on Disney World, just because that's the focus of our show. But yeah, like you said, we'll touch on a little bit. And so the Disney Parks Experiences and Products panel kicked off on Sunday afternoon in Anaheim, and we got some good announcements, some announcements that we weren't expecting, and some that kind of left us going, what about this?
So, well, and that's what I was going to say, too. We'll discuss some of the new stuff, and then we'll have one reason we're leaving this for the most of the show is we'll have a little bit of comment. We have some thoughts about certain things.
Yes, we do.
And as some of you may be surprised, I have some rather strong thoughts on some things.
You don't say. That doesn't sound like
apparently
you.
That's my MO.
That is your MO.
Anyways. Yes, it is. All right, so let's talk about what's for sure happening that was announced that is coming.
So I feel like the big announcement was that the Happily Ever After song is returning.
I think that's important to note.
The song will be used in a new fireworks show starting in the spring of 2023. So what this means is that at the conclusion of the 50th celebration of Walt Disney World, which will assumingly be May 31st, or March 31st, I think is what they said, 2023, they will come out with a new fireworks show replacing Disney Enchantment.
But it is not necessarily going to be the old Happily Ever After show. It's just the song.
Correct. So they're using Happily Ever After in place of maybe some, I don't know if they were going to use a different song, but they're going to bring that back in with different kind of show, with different kind of fireworks stuff on, like projections on the castle and whatnot. So it is coming back, but it's not going to look exactly the same.
Which also then, okay, this is just a thing. We talked last week. They added Walt back into the show for Enchantment.
Right.
A couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Now that show is going away.
But not until March, so it's for a while.
I get it. But it also kind of reaffirms me, I don't know, to me, they're definitely trying to minimize Walt. Because they put him back in to, you know, just for a little bit, less than a year, and then it's going to be gone again. Now, they could have another Walt part in the new show. Very possible. But it's one of those things where, to me, Enchantment's kind of been not a mess. It just hasn't been received as well. And I definitely think most people, comparing it to Happily Ever After, like it better. Which I don't understand, then why would you not just do the complete, like, just say the whole show's coming back. Like, it's great that the song's coming back. And I will admit that the Happily Ever After song is much better than the Enchantment song. Like, mm-hmm. I just never thought, even the first time we heard it, I never thought the Enchantment song was, like, it was trying to be very Happily Ever After-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it hit it very well. So, we'll see what they do, but I don't know. I feel like the easiest win would have just been, like, it's coming back and people have been, like, super happy. But at least it's the song, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It is a song, and I love the song. So I'm very happy about this. Not gonna lie, very happy. And I'm sure what they will change is they want to put newer IPs into the show. Except for, because back in 2017 when Happily Ever After debuted, you know, there's not as many, you know, IPs out there than there is now. So they just kind of want to boost what they has come out since then, probably.
Probably a pretty safe guess.
The next announcement that we're going to talk about is the Hatbox Ghost from Haunted Mansion will arrive in 2023. So do you have any idea what the Hatbox Ghost is?
I do. But this one and I'll go and say the next one, in that Tron will open in spring of 2023. Both of these announcements, to me, are like social media posts. Or blog posts announcements. I don't believe they're really D23 level announcements.
Well, the Hatbox Ghost, if you're not familiar, is actually out of Disneyland. It was never in Disney World, which is what's funny about this. So a long time ago, when it first opened, the Hatbox Ghost was present in the ride. And then they took it out. Well, they brought it back to Disneyland not too long ago. And then they announced that Disney World is getting it as well. And it's just this box. It's a cool character, and I'm glad we're getting it, but you're right, it seems like that could be a social media post or like a TikTok or a reel or something.
I mean, that's just something that you're like, that's a cool aspect to a ride coming back, and you're like, oh cool, but and two, we knew Tron was coming. Now the next one I will say, Tron opening in spring 2023 is much later than we thought.
Yeah, so I even talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I assumed that it was going to open in October or November. That's kind of what my prediction was.
That's when Ratatouille opened last year.
What's that?
That's when Ratatouille opened last year.
Right, but after thinking about it and all the announcements that were coming in 2023, it seems to be that once the 50th celebration is over in the spring of next year, that's when Tron's going to open because they need something for somebody to look forward to.
They definitely are looking for stuff past 50th, I would say.
Right. So sure. That seems to be what's happening. So, I mean, okay, at least now we know. But I wish it would have been the end of this year at least, because that was what they didn't they promise that at one point it was the end of 2022, or am I just imagining that?
My guess is it was before COVID,
if I maybe guess. Okay,
I did see some jokes on social media that were like showing cast members like some date thing, but like Tron that completed in like it took them like a decade to build, because it's been like what's gonna be 6 years from they announced it
in 2017 at D23 at 2017.
That's a long time.
So by the time it'll open, that's 5.5 years. Granted, there was a pandemic in there, but that's a long time.
Disney's MO is they do spread construction out quite a, I mean that's been their past MO for a while on that, but yeah. So again, Tron opening spring 2023.
Yeah.
So if that's I mean they're doing so, you know it's ready because they're like Josh D. Morrow wrote it. So
He wrote on it.
Yeah, the president of the parks and the product stuff, he's not going to write a ride that's not ready. I would dare to say.
Just like Ratatouille, it was done in like January or February of 2021, and they didn't open it until October. It just sat there, like, done.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah. So, the next one we've got is a new nighttime show is going to be coming to Epcot as well in late 2023.
So, this means Harmonious is a 50th anniversary only kind of option. So, it's kind of confusing here. So, it's assuming that since it's a part of the 50th anniversary, it will be over at the end of March. This is an assumption that Disney did not confirm us yet, and that Disney will bring back Epcot Forever.
That's the room. There's a bunch of rumors around. That's a bunch of rumors around.
Totally rumors. Yeah. Yes, but they have not confirmed this. But the new show, like Jared said, won't be coming out until late 2023. So, personally, I like Harmonious. I like it a lot. I don't like the barges. I never liked the barges. I think they were just kind of in the way whenever the show wasn't going on. But I loved Harmonious the show. So I'm kind of sad that it's ending. But I'm excited to see what's coming up next. So
I'm wondering how much of it is. I mean, it was the complaints about the barges. Because I will say, the barges are not a aesthetically pleasing thing when you've got like the World Showcase and it's a nice, peaceful day. And then you look on the water and you're like, what are those?
Well, the original plan, and I think you probably remember this, is it was supposed to be like a fountain feature during the day, remember?
Well, and the thing is, they run it as a fountain feature after the show for like 15, 20 minutes.
And then they turn it off.
So they never made it into the fountain feature. And maybe they're keeping them and they're going to update it and it's going to be a different show. I don't know. Hard to know. But those are... I would love to know how much those cost to make, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So anyways, the new Epcot show is coming as well. A lot of rumors about what it may be, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see because I don't know which one it is. But
okay.
All right, and then it's also a World Celebration in Epcot will open in late 2023 as well.
Yeah, so the World Celebration area is part of what Future World is now, and that's what they're opening late in 2023. That's going to have like Moana and the Journey of Water attraction, as well as like the Dreamer's Point. That's the Walt statue with Mickey. That's just the Walt statue where he's like sitting down. He's like looking out like he's a dreamer. They did have that at the expo, which was kind of cool. So you could see that. But yeah, they're gonna open that finally in next year. So that'll be exciting to see all of that come to fruition.
Yes. And then the last announcement that was in the for sure happening category is it will be a Figment meet and greet that will be available in late 2023.
Which I don't understand how this is going to work, since is it going to be a person in a suit?
I don't think so. My guess would be like the Grogu thing.
Or like the BB-8 thing, where it's like
sorry, BB-8, there. Not Grogu. Oh, okay. BB-8 thing would be my guess.
Okay, that makes sense. I prefer they just maybe like update the ride. Maybe.
That would be fantastic. because I'm not a big fan of that ride.
I know, but
yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure what's happening.
So before we move on to, there's another part of this panel that we'll discuss and I have some thoughts on. But of the things that are for sure happening, I think most people's reaction to this was, that's kind of underwhelming.
Well, that kind of goes into this week's poll time. Should we discuss?
Yes. What was your poll time, Jamie?
Poll time. So my poll time this week is basically asking everybody in Capture the Magic Community Facebook group how they felt about the announcements that were made in the panels. And here is what they said. So 42% said too many blue sky announcements, which we're going to talk about in a second, lacking in concrete official plans and dates. 33% said, I feel like we didn't have a lot of Walt Disney World announcements. And then 13% said, I'm really excited about everything they announced. 6% said I was disappointed. 2% said I hadn't heard anything that was announced. So most of the people that voted on the poll said that they were underwhelmed with the Disney World announcements. And there was a lot of like, maybe this could happen, maybe this. And it was just kind of interesting. So a lot of things we wish they would announce. We're going to talk about that in a second as well. But I just want to kind of share the poll right here this week, just because that's what we're about to talk about. So,
yeah. So I definitely think of comparing that to the previous D23 in 2019. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of announcements then. And we'll also discuss, you know, we'll have more of a discussion after we go at the blue sky part. But I'll just leave that for there. So I'll just say, compared to 2019, the stuff that's for sure coming, I think people were left with a little befuddlement.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say I was too. But I do want to get this blue sky part in, and then we can have more of a further discussion because I think it plays into that a little bit. So the next part is things they presented, and they presented them as blue sky or quote unquote on the horizon ideas. They didn't present these as for sure happening or mm-hmm. gave any sort of timelines. These were just things that they said, this could happen. Mm-hmm. This may happen. Mm-hmm. This would be cool if it happened, certain things. So the first one they had was Dino Land to be completely rethemed and include IPs from Zootopia and Moana.
Okay.
That was one.
That was one.
Another one was Coco and Encanto to
Encanto.
Be Encanto to be incorporated into the Magic Kingdom, and this would be incorporated into the Beyond Big Thunder area.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be another land, and it also could be involving villains, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all of that included. The stuff we mentioned previously was basically all the stuff they had for the parks.
Right. Right.
So I find it very, I'll just say this. I don't know if I said this on the show. I know I said it to you privately, and I think you can attest to that because we talked about this numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting a whole lot to come out of this.
Right.
And a lot of this is because, in my opinion, I know a lot of people have some strong thoughts about Chapek.
Mm-hmm.
But Chapek is who Chapek is, and he has a reputation, and the reputation is maximizing profits, cutting budgets, you know, basically taking existing things and just squeezing the most amount of money you can out of them. It's just sort of his MO. It's who he is, and the shareholders are in favor of that right now. That seems the way what they want. So I wasn't expecting any, and a company is followed by their CEO. And I really don't, I wasn't expecting any of these huge announcements to come out because we haven't seen that from Chapek as of yet. It doesn't mean he can't do it or won't in the future. Mm-hmm. And I personally don't have any, I don't really get caught up. I don't have any emotions about Chapek, strong or bad. I'm just saying who he is as a CEO has proven to be, this is kind of the MO, which is, you know, maximizing profits. I think, you know, if you're wanting big ideas to come out, you're talking about an Iger type, not really Iger. I'm thinking of Eisner CEO type who is thinking, and I think this is what it comes down to with Disney, which is you either have the mindset of thinking, I think Disney right now is thinking 1 to 2 to maybe a 3-year period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're thinking 10, 15 years into the future necessarily. I think they're thinking about profits right now.
Mm-hmm.
And versus an Eisner who many times went against the board and was viewed as, a lot of people thought Eisner was a jerk. But a lot of people said the same thing about Steve Jobs. A lot of other CEOs, Eisner would go against the board. And how many resorts did Eisner build in his period when he was at the helm?
Oh my gosh, most of them.
Most of the resorts. And they benefit, and they're still benefiting from those decisions now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the type of CEO that's thinking long term. He would talk about setting up Disney for the next, 10, 20, 30 years. I just don't think Disney's thinking those terms. I think the shareholders are definitely thinking about maximizing profits. And they're just not one. Either they don't feel like they need to, or they don't want to spend the money to really do the stuff in Disney World. And I guess in their defense, there were some other announcements. They are doing some things in Disneyland and overseas. So they are doing things in the parks. It just wasn't a lot in Disney World, which I think left a lot of people disappointed, especially considering what, and not that it's an apples to apples conversation at the moment, but what Universal is currently doing. A lot of people thought, and myself included, they could potentially announce something to sort of combat that a little bit.
Right. Because I think it was when they announced the whole, when Harry Potter stuff was coming out, they announced like Pandora. And I don't know if that was like an answer to that in competition. I don't know, but yeah, I was kind of expecting maybe like a little bit bigger of announcements. What are some things that I kind of jotted down my ideas. I don't know about you, but what are some things that you wish they would have announced for the parks?
Well, I think a Dinoland retheme is something that's the most one of the most obvious things you could do, because right now Dinoland is just, they took out Primeval World in there. Like, it's very much just I would say it's a dead spot in Animal Kingdom. I think that's something you could do back there pretty easily. I would love to, and again, I will say this, even if Disney came out and said some stuff, they don't always follow through with it. And you know, if you want to get, you're sure you had COVID happen, things like that, but there was also Spaceship Earth was supposed to have a redesign.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen. I would love to see that still.
Right.
I don't know how much they're really willing to do at Hollywood Studios. Personally, my personal pet thing I would love if they announce they're going to do a redo of Galaxy's Edge just to the original trilogy. You don't have to change a lot in the land. Just make it to the OT trilogy where you can include all the characters, because I think that would be, in my opinion, better, and I think it would open up more flexibility to do things.
Okay.
That's what I would have liked to have seen on some things.
I have some ideas.
Okay.
All right. So I know they announced Fantasmic that was returning, and they just didn't say when it was coming in 2022. So I wanted more of a firm date on that. The rumor right now is October, I think it's like 22nd or something. I don't know. That's not solidified by Disney. I don't know. I want a new nighttime parade at Magic Kingdom. I really, really do. I think that's more of a wish thing. It's not really...
At this point, I don't think it's... Yeah, I think outside of the parties, it doesn't happen.
Right. I want to know what's going on. If Reflections at Disney Lakeside Lodge, I want to know if that is completely scrapped or if that is just shelved for now. I was kind of curious about that. The Walt Disney World Railroad. Is it going to be reopening before Tron, or is that just going to open with Tron? It has been closed since December of 2018, and that's a long time.
Yep.
So that's kind of the question. What's going on with the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue, which is the new restaurant that's supposed to go into Toy Story Land? They are in construction right now, and I think even today or yesterday, there was more scaffolding. You can see scaffolding going up. Mm-hmm. So they are making progress, but it's supposed to open in 2022. And it doesn't look like it's close. Again, from the outside. We can't see the inside, but that's just from the outside. So what's going on with that? And then the Play Pavilion at Epcot. They announced that originally with the whole revamp of the Epcot Future World area. And they haven't mentioned it since. And then they took it off the website. And so people were like, oh, it's not happening.
Supposedly there was construction over there again today.
There were workers up there. I don't know what they were doing.
Right. I don't know that necessarily means they're going to do anything or something. They're just checking out stuff.
So, and that's where it was supposed to be. And it's supposed to be kind of like this. It looks like Wreck-It Ralph too.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it makes me think of. But what is going on with that? And then like the big thing that I thought they were going to announce and talk about was the return of the dining plan. Like I thought we would finally get some information about that, because there are so many people that are dying for that to come back. Now, I don't know if that's a D23 Expo announcement or another way to announce that, but that's, I feel like that's a really big thing.
Well, here's my thing. I wasn't expecting much out of this, so I didn't go into it. Like,
I know you weren't expecting
all the things you're saying you wished on. Like, yeah, I agree. But, you know, I think anything would have been better than having... I'm baffled they had the blue sky stuff. Because the feeling I got from that was they just went to, like, Imagineers, like, a week or two before and, like, we need some stuff. Like, we need some stuff to throw up here because we don't have a lot. Because the easy wins would be to come out and say, Fantasmus opening here. Here's an update on that. Like, just updating on current things.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. And just, you know, adding to, like, you know, even if, say, a lot of people were wondering, you know, if they were going to have some sort of rebuttal to, you know, and we're not going to talk about a lot about it, but Universal Studios building Epic Universe. And I did hear a lot of people that had complaints about, you know, they were saying, well, I really wish Disney would have come up with more. And there's a lot of people that were saying, like, well, you know, Universal isn't that great, which it's always like that, yeah, but thing. And I just want to say, you can like both parks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's quite okay. Yep. You can like Disney and Universal. And, mm-hmm. and in fact, a strong Universal is really good for if you like Disney, because it forces competition.
Right.
And them not having sort of anything, even if they didn't announce we're building a new ride into Galaxy's Edge or expanding on existing. I don't think Disney necessarily has to say they're going to build a fifth park. I think Disney can come out and say, here's a new Star Wars ride. Here's a new, you know, a couple of new rides here and there. And I think people would have been pretty happy. Even if you're going to say the timelines on those are 5, 6, 7 years down the road, I think people would have been like, okay. So them not having anything, it's interesting. I just think it's they either feel like they don't need to, or they feel like they have enough demand at the current moment that they, and maybe it could be as simple as, and to give them credit, maybe they're thinking, we're just going to wait and see how Epic Universe goes. If it's a really mm-hmm. big hit and they figure we've got enough market share, we have enough leverage to sit back and kind of wait and see and then react to it, which maybe that's a smart move. And I'm not saying, I'm not really judging here or there. I'm just saying, I think people were disappointed, especially given what Universal is doing. I think they expected Disney to have some sort of big, like, oh yeah, here's what we're doing. And since they didn't do that, I think that's left a lot of people a little confused.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
You know, that's, but I also don't want to undersell, like, don't just sit there and say, like, Epic Universe is just, like, some small thing. Like, it's, I'm really excited for it, but Disney may just be saying, we'll see how the reaction is.
Yeah, maybe.
But there were some announcements that over, especially in Disneyland, that I wish was coming to Disney World.
Yeah, yeah, I would like to talk about those. The first thing that comes to mind is the Grogu and the Mando meet and greet.
I don't understand. Yeah.
So that's coming to Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland next, or yeah, November, I think. And, but not in Disney World. So that's kind of interesting. I don't know if they're just like testing it over there and they're going to move it over to Disney World eventually. But yeah, I wish we would get that.
I would hope so.
I would hope so.
And I'm pretty sure Boba Fett as well.
I didn't hear Boba Fett.
I thought it was Boba Fett. I don't think they announced a D23, but I think it's another thing that's in there potentially. But. Because you got to think, the biggest Star Wars character right now is Grogu and Mando.
Right. They're also doing a Hulk meet and greet now. Okay. So we can't have that over here because of the Universal contract, but that would be cool to have.
Although it looked, it's Hulk in the Endgame, like, time travel suit. So he has a suit on and he has a helmet on.
Okay.
So I'm sure that's a getaway from, like,
Face character stuff.
Yeah. So it's like, it is Hulk, but it's not like he's wearing, it's not like, you know, it's a version of it, which, I mean,
yeah,
it's still cool, but, right. And it was huge. I don't know exactly how they, but it's probably a lot like the Transformers over in Universal that they do with, like, Optimus Prime and those characters that come out.
Right.
I'm guessing it's probably some sort of thing like that, like stilts or something.
And then there's also, they announced a King Thanos attraction. Again, Universal contract, you know, couldn't happen over here in Walt Disney World, but it sounds really cool. My question is this replacing the previously announced Quinjet attraction?
I don't know. I was surprised by this because it's King Thanos and he has a beard.
It's like if he would have not brought everybody back, if like he had been successful and hadn't died, basically.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless this has something to do with their build. I mean, they are building up stuff. Into Secret Wars and multiverse stuff. Yeah. It's interesting. I will have to look more into it. But yeah, I mean, that would obviously Avengers Campus, if it was possible, would be at Disney World, would be great. But
right.
That's not really, we can't do it right now.
Right. In Disney California Adventure, they are taking the Pacific Wharf area and turning it into San Francisco, which is like San Francisco and Tokyo together, as it appears in Big Hero 6.
Yeah.
Which I think that's kind of cool. I mean, it's not a huge area, but it's kind of cool to theme it.
But
that way.
I mean, that does fit in Disneyland.
It does. Yeah. It does. And then there's going to be a Tiana merchandise location and I think it's called Tiana's Palace. I think is what it's called. A place like a restaurant over in New Orleans Square. And while they are also getting Tiana's Bayou Adventure, as well as we are, they're getting a little bit more. So I'm like, wait, why can't we have a restaurant? I want a restaurant too. Yeah,
Of things that came off the top of my head now, we talked about before, of things that I wish they would have announced, mm-hmm. I really wish, and this has been going for years, that another country in the world showcase. And I think if you want to incorporate Encanto, Encanto or Coco, in my opinion, it fits better in Epcot than it would in Magic Kingdom. Because I think you could do a Columbia country pavilion. And they've already proven this concept in Epcot where you've got Frozen and you've got Ratatouille. So you've got rides with IPs into the countries and then do an Encanto ride in there as well. And then put Coco, and that's been rumored forever to do some sort of Coco attraction inside the Mexico pavilion. Mm-hmm. To me, those fit perfectly well.
Yeah.
Logistics and things like that are different, but because people have been asking for years about a new country adding to the World Showcase.
Right.
So to me, that's something. And the other thing that comes to mind as well, which I've harped on forever, which is something else that could come and I think would fit perfectly in Magic Kingdom. If you want to talk about going beyond Big Thunder or maybe even taking part of the Tom Sawyer Island area, is build a Tangled attraction. They're great restrooms. I'll give them that. But... I mean, in Tokyo, got announced they're getting a Tangled ride.
Right.
And I've said for years a Tangled ride would be great. I think it's one of the best animated movies they've had. I think it would be a huge hit.
Did you see the concept art for that?
I did. I think Tangled fits, princesses and all that. I think it fits in Magic Kingdom better as well. So those are things I really would. I mean, if we're thinking things we would love to have seen announced. That's something I would love to have seen announced. Mm-hmm. And I think. Yeah. Even if you come out and say, we're building a Tangled Land and you don't give a specific thing, but you say it is going to happen, I think people will get excited.
I don't think they have any plans for that.
I don't think they do either. Yeah. And that's the thing. I don't think they have a lot of plans. And again, I don't think they necessarily feel whether this is good or bad on their part. Time will tell. I don't feel internally that they have to do anything right now. And I think that's one reason why you're not seeing a lot is because... And we'll talk about it in a moment. Chapek gave an interview that was kind of interesting that I think kind of gives us some insight into maybe the lack of announcements at D23.
I don't know, maybe. I mean, it's about the membership program that they had talked about.
Well, he gave another interview with somebody. He basically was talking about how, this isn't the one you had, it's a different one, I think it was Hollywood Reporter, and they asked him specifically, and they said, you've had some pretty aggressive price hikes, like things like that. Like some of the Disney diehards have been mad. And he essentially said, our demand is more than our supply, is what he basically came out and said. And which is, maybe they have internal metrics that are different. Because I think that there were more people in the parks in 2019 versus now. But they're saying their supply is, it can't keep with demand. And so, raising prices is one way to combat that. Completely agree.
And that's his point, right?
That was his point, for sure. But the other way you also combat that is you build more stuff. You create more things for people to do. And granted, there are things they're finishing up they're doing. But I will say underneath Chapek, there haven't been as many big announcements of terms of like, this is what's coming. It's been much more about, here's some changes. Here's what's going to cost more. Here's, we're going to change all this stuff up. And to me, the mindset there is they're looking at it and saying like, as if the demand will always be there.
The only thing is, I'm going to give Chapek a little bit of benefit of the doubt because this is his first D23 Expo as a CEO.
Yeah.
And the fact that Bob Iger was CEO for 15 years, was it?
Around that.
Yeah. I believe, yeah. Eisner was CEO for 19? No. Yeah, 19. Mm-hmm. Like, so, I mean, they had a lot of years to kind of figure out their role in the company. So he's just getting started. And I know his contract will eventually expire, and they may extend that. I don't know. But, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, maybe he's just, and you talked about, what did you talk about with, when he was president of the parks division? Like, he was the same way.
I've said earlier, he has an MO. And I agree with you. I mean, yeah, it's his first year. And I will say, a lot of people said this. You had COVID happen. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is the last time you can have that as sort of your cover. I think going mm-hmm. forward, you know, if they don't have a big announcement, the next D23 will be in 24.
In 2024 will be the next yeah. D23
so
Expo. Yeah.
I would, you know, by then, I guess we'll see how things play out. You know, see what they mm-hmm. do, if they have any big announcements. It just, you know, my whole thing from the interview was they definitely looking at it. And I've said previously, you know, all of this right now, the shareholders are happy. They're making more money. But, you know, if, let's say, and maybe one reason they didn't announce a whole lot is the potential economic downturn. I mean, they're thinking, we don't want to invest a lot of money right now. We want to maximize profits, you know, build up money and sort of ride this out. That could be another thing too. There's a lot of reasons as it could be. So I agree with you. Like, as much as a lot of people tend to really have strong feelings about Chapek, there could be a lot of reasons as to not a lot of announcements right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just have to wait and see, you know, within a couple of years if more stuff comes. But the feeling I get is he is who he is. He's very much maximizing profits, mm-hmm. but cutting budget. That's kind of been his MO. And I think that's just, you take that for what it is. But either way, I mean, you know, there is stuff coming from Disney. Not all of it in the parks, but a lot of it in the movie side. You know, they did have some announcements for the cruise.
Yeah, I was going to talk about a little bit yeah. of that. So the next cruise ship that they announced, because the Disney Wish was one of three new ships that they're building.
Mm-hmm.
So Disney Wish, you know, debuted in July of this year. The Disney Treasure will set sail in 2024. And there's a to-be-announced third ship that's coming as well. There's lots of Marvel updates of already announced projects. I don't recall anything new was announced as far as Marvel goes.
Secret Wars, that was rumored.
But that was already like, well, but they already talked about that.
I don't know if it was for sure announced. Okay. It was presumed they were going to do it.
Okay.
But I wasn't surprised by it. I can't remember if they actually came out and said before if that was for sure going to happen.
Okay. They had a Disenchanted trailer. This is all stuff that I was excited about, by the way. They had a Disenchanted trailer, which is the sequel to the Enchanted movie from 2010 from Amy Adams and
yeah.
Patrick Dempsey. And then there's a Little Mermaid trailer, which looked really cool. There was Peter Pan and Wendy, which is another Peter Pan movie, which they just keep churning these Peter Pan movies out. And then Inside Out 2 was announced as a sequel to Inside Out movie. And then Chapek had a little bit to say about the Disney Prime, what they're calling it, Disney Prime, membership program. And I was just going to read a little bit of what he said, and this is quoted from him. So he said, "So we wish every person would have the opportunity to come to our parks, but we realize that's not a reality for some people. In order to reach the 90% of people that will never, ever be able to get to a Disney park, we have before us an opportunity to turn what was a movie service platform to an experiential platform and give them the ability to ride Haunted Mansion from a virtual standpoint. The utility isn't just to have the same experience. Maybe we'll give them the opportunity to do what every single person in the park wants to do, and unfortunately too many of them do it, just to get off the attraction, see how it works, see how those ghost dancers move, yada yada. We want to give people the ability to experience digitally something that's akin to a physical experience that they necessarily can't be at the same place in that time. But it's even more important than that. So when a family comes to our parks, we know exactly what you did. Let's say you stay a week. We've got 7 days, 24 hours a day. We know everything that you do in the park.
That sounds like a threat.
It does. And if you give us the permission and ability through the membership app, we'll program your Disney Plus experience. Not according to what you watched last or what other people who watched the show, but to what you did and what you experienced. We are in the very embryonic beginnings of this. I would say it's akin to lab experiments to do that proof of the concept. When I talk to you about being in an attraction and being able to get off and check things out like that animatronic figure that looks like Jack Sparrow, let's go check them out 360 degrees, interact with Jack Sparrow. That's the ultimate expression, and today we're working towards that. So the app will know everything about you.
I mean, it's interesting. I don't know how much, if the thinking is we're price, you know, the big thing you'll hear people say is Disney's pricing out, especially like the middle class. Mm-hmm. And I completely think they are.
Yeah.
If their solution they think that is going to work is to say, yeah, but you can get Disney Plus and you can like VR stuff in the parks. I don't know how, people are human beings and you want actual experiences. I don't know how much people would be like, well, I'd like to go to Disney, but I did ride Haunted Mansion in the VR and it was just as great. Like, I'm not saying it wouldn't be cool, but I don't see it satisfying that desire.
So what he said was maybe partially right. I think he does want to bring it to people that can't be in the parks, but it's also a way to advertise the parks.
Oh, for sure.
To get people to really want to come.
I would say that's probably most
like,
of it.
They're a company to make money.
Yeah.
Like, they're not just going to be like, yeah, just to give you, because you can't be here. No, it's to get you to want to come to the parks and spend more money. So,
yeah.
That's my thought.
The last thing I'll say about it all is, like you were saying, Chapek's still earning his reign, and whatever you want to say about Chapek, you know, whatever it is. And also, I would say,
Josh,
I was going to say, I was like, a lot of people do this and they think, you know, Josh isn't making, I'll tell you, Josh is probably behind a lot of, not most of these decisions as well. Or at the helm of most of them. So I think that it's not just Chapek. I think this is shareholder. I think a lot of people, they're all thinking the same way. They're all going the same direction here. So I would say, okay, if by 2024, if you want to say COVID messed all this stuff up and everything, okay, fine. Let's see how it all plays out. But in 2024, with Epic Universe going to open 25 as it is right now, if Disney doesn't have anything then I would say there's a point where you could go, okay, what's going on? Like, what are you doing here? Like, what's the plan? Are we just simply going to just stay put with what? Because again, you know, as the old adage goes, if you're being stagnant, you're falling behind. There is no such thing as like being in the middle. You're either building or you're losing. Mm-hmm. And obviously right now, I don't feel like they need to. We'll see if that changes in the next few years. But yeah, so.
Overall, excited about what was announced. Wish they would have done a little bit more. But we get why maybe they didn't.
Yeah.
Is that a way to sum up everything we talked about?
I think so. Okay. Yeah. And the thing they could pull out of their bag too is stuff they previously said. They could come out and say, hey, we're Spaceship Earth getting a redo.
Yeah.
You know, they
just didn't do it at the expo.
Right. I mean, they still have stuff that they can play that's in their back pocket.
Yeah.
And the more I sort of dig around and talk to people and think, the more I get the feeling that they just don't feel like either they don't need to or they don't want to be forced to make a move right now. They just want to play it pat for now, I guess. So I guess that's how it is. So,
all right.
Anything else you want to add about D23?
Nope.
All right.
That's it. I mean, there's a lot more we can talk about, but this would be a very long show.
There's a ton of announcements they make at this thing. I mean,
there's merchandise too. There were the panels, the Legends panel. Like,
there's a lot of stuff.
So much stuff.
But again, we focus on the parks, right? So we kind of made that our main topic here.
Yep. But,
so, I mean, I guess if you know, obviously, people have opinions. I'm sure a lot of people disagree with what we're saying or agree. If you want to, you know, talk about it more, Capture Magic Facebook community is a great place to do that.
Yes.
So you can always join there, and that's where Jamie does the poll times as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll do it for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to check us out. We're almost at 10,000 followers on Instagram. I think we're like almost 100 away. We're getting close. So
slowly but surely.
Getting there. So follow us on there, and we'll do some. When we hit 10,000, we'll do some sort of giveaway there.
We'll do something.
We'll do something.
May not be a giveaway, but we'll do something. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll give away some stuff.
Oh, fine. All right. Sometimes great.
Just do things. We have obviously Instagram. It's at CaptainMagic. We have TikTok. You can check out the website, ctm.show, where you go there. You can also listen to the episodes there if you'd like. You can also check out the merchandise at ctmshirts.com. And if you want to join Club 32, you can go to ctmvip.com to do that. And if you want the other shows as well, we've got the Universal Show. We have Jamie's Trip Tales. which is a trip report show that is twice a month. And we have Outside the Bubble, where we talk about things outside of Disney World and Universal Studios. And I think that's all the stuff we have, right?
Outside the Bubble, Trip Tales, Universal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all the stuff. So again, you can go to the website, check all that stuff out, and subscribe to it and all that. So,
okay.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening and or watching. And thank you, Jamie, for joining.
Thank you.
And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.